have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with the executive director of Vision Shenandoah, the owner of Healthy Tales Retreat, Maloja LLC, The Mill. I'm leaving one out, Dr. Brady.
I think that's pretty much.
That'll work.
I think that's good.
How are you, Dr.
Brady? I'm good. I'm good. It's
nice,
great to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
Hey, I want to thank you for the last few long days.
Well, thank you.
I've been listening to you a lot.
Yeah.
Been with you in spirit on all these crazy storms that have been going through. And I have to tell you a story that...
Please do.
When did Jerry start this?
1994.
So I left, you know, kind of this area.
Mm-hmm.
When he started, and I didn't know anything about KCSI when I came back to the area. And one night it was a stormy night, and I was flipping through my radio, and I heard Jerry. He was standing on his porch giving me a blow-by-blow description of the storms roofing in.
Yeah.
And it was just such a cool experience.
Yeah.
I've been listening ever since. That was my very first experience with, we got connected because of a storm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so thanks for sharing. Yeah.
I appreciate that you still get on and you're really paying attention and...
We love to do it.
And I know it's a commitment.
Yeah.
Because it's not just you. I bet it's a whole family deal down here.
It's a deal. Absolutely.
Because she needs to man the phones and all that kind of stuff. So I appreciate you doing that. And we got through. I saw Red Oak got some tree damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys got hit
tree
pretty hard.
Tree damage and wind. And it was a couple of back-to-back nights.
And that was Friday night.
Friday and then Saturday with the hail and
did you get some hail too? We Friday we didn't get anything, you know. I think I got 27 drops of rain. I counted every single one of them. But Saturday we've had two big nice big rains now and a little bit in between.
You know, we've had, you put it all together, Dr. Brady, we've had 3.42 inches since Friday. So we're getting some rain, which is good.
So my water bowl for my dog, that is my water gauge.
You need to put a little gradation.
I need to, I didn't know if it kind of, my dad, one time we got him a new rain gauge and it had a kind of a big funnel top on it. And he called that the cheater rain gauge because, you know, if it had an inch, it always had an inch and a quarter or something. I kind of feel like the dog bowl might be in that same criteria where it might be. So I may have to get a real rain gauge, but it has been close to full twice. So over an inch, two
times. That's good.
And boy, things look good. Oh, the corn is up.
Yes.
Beautiful all the way over. And I think there's a few beans peeking through. You couldn't see them as well, but that's just nice.
It's, you know, it's timely. It's good that we had that. I don't know. I don't think that this damaged the crops at all.
I don't think so.
Because I think they were still enough. The growing point still, I think everything's okay there. So
A little water sitting in some of the rows, but, you know, it warms up the next couple of days. I'm sure that's going to not be too much. So I didn't say anything flooded by any means, but it's beautiful. A beautiful time to take a drive in the neighborhood.
And everyone should do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You bet. Okay, Dr. Brady. Let's start with Healthy Tales. Can we do that? Because I'm thinking... seniors have graduated for the
graduation,
most part.
Right.
The end of class for many is either this week or next week.
Right.
So it's summertime.
Officially
summertime.
And, Memorial Day weekend is next weekend, or this coming weekend.
This weekend.
It's sneaking up on us a little early this year. And so she said she has two spaces, but you have to come Saturday and leave Monday.
Okay. All right, but if you need those spaces.
But if you need that spot, she's still got two rooms, so you could do that. And she said we could sneak a few more in the spa if you were just going like overnight or something like that. But they, you know, the spa won't run on Monday, but they'll be back going full fledged on Tuesday. So.
But if you're thinking, well, you know what, 4th of July or like second week of August, we have it, whatever.
Oh, you're just talking about doing a fishing trip, so you better get your reservation in.
So,
as soon as you're kind of taking the days off that you're going to plan that, go ahead and get your reservation in.
You bet.
And this is summer. Some people just do a couple of big haircuts for their big dogs, especially kind of farm dog kind of thing.
Yep.
So they do what they call a summer cut, and then they'll do one more in the fall to kind of get them wet at the winter. So this is time for your summer cuts. So we're about a month out, so it's a little chilly today to have a summer cut out there, but by the first of June.
It feels cool.
It was 50. I had to put a little extra lay on, but it's nice. But it is time to get those summer cuts done, and like I said, they're about 4 weeks out on appointments. So I'm always, people, you know, they'll call me that are not used to doing this, and they'll call, well, I want to get my dog in today. And I'm just like, everybody just kind of laughs. Well, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Once in a while, we've got a crazy cancellation or something. That
but for the most part, you're out.
Yeah. It's kind of like hair appointments for women. You know, you can't just like.
My hair appointment is usually just a spur of the moment.
Yeah. I bet you can get away with not having to make a month-long appointment.
And Melanie does it too.
I was going to say, I bet you got somebody home to do
that. And it takes about 1 minute and it's done. So,
there you go. Yeah. Well, that's advantages of that.
You
there
bet.
You go.
There are advantages. So boarding, summer cuts, think ahead.
Yep.
I heard the other day, can I ask you a random question?
Absolutely.
It was a report, last week or so, Dr. Brady, about they had found some pseudo-rabies infections.
Mm-hmm. Pigs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What's pseudo-rabies? Is it different than rabies?
Yeah, it's a pig disease.
Okay.
One of those that's been around, and then they thought they had it pretty much taken out of the and then sometimes you get something like that through and popping up again.
Okay.
Yeah. There's some interesting, I told my son, he's getting his PhD at Iowa State, and you know, that's kind of what he studies is diseases in pigs and try to figure out vaccines for unusual pig diseases and stuff. So,
well, they can be very devastating.
Well, just you know,
confinements and
you
all
think,
that.
Yeah, you think just, about it. It's like all the kids at school, you know, and somebody gets sick and then we pass it around. And
everybody's
it's
sick.
Kind of one of those things that you and the pigs aren't exposed very much.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, they start on that farm and they pretty much stay on that farm and there's nothing coming in and out. And that's why they're really careful about, like, if you go into a farrowing or confinement, you know, they have you put on special clothes and
walk across the
little thing that disinfects your feet and stuff. And it, you know, as a veterinarian, we have to be really careful because we could be spreading it from farm to farm because, you know, we're looking at the sick ones. And then, so usually they have
there's no herd immunity within that population.
Yeah. They don't get immunity to things like, you know, the old times sows, you know, they'd be out laying in the mud puddle and that's just not how they are now. You know, they're in there in intense and they're close to each other. And, and so that's certainly something you have to be really paying attention.
Pseudo-rabies. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that and I thought,
what is that?
I'm going to have to ask if that's what that is.
Can be a problem, but we don't see it much. That's probably why it made the news.
We
just don't see it as much, which is good, which means we're kind of getting ahead of some of those things. And,
all right. Yeah, okay, Dr. Brady, anything from Healthy Tails or Teeth? Flea and tick preventative control. Make sure you stay on top of that. How about allergies? Are you seeing
allergies? A lot of allergies, ear infections, you know, that's usually allergy related.
Mm-hmm.
With all this water, the mosquitoes are going to be, so mosquitoes are out, which means heartworms. So it's time to make sure you started your heartworm preventative.
Okay.
I had a couple of mosquito bites when I didn't put my goop on when I went fishing the other night. So I'm going to have to remember to spray down.
We need to talk about this,
yes,
Dr. Brady.
I had a good fishing
day.
My son was here. I always like to take him to my little place.
Uh-huh.
We got the kayaks out. We were paddling around. I can usually give him a lure, tell him how to do it, and get him in some fish pretty easily, play fishing guide. He wasn't catching anything, but
you were slaying.
But I got into some nice big bass. They were just so I really fished for crappie, and I use a little crankbait, and it's like a little 2-inch shad, number 4 shad, a little silver. It looks like a minnow. And I just plopped that in and wham, something hit it hard. And then your heart rate goes up. And of course, with your kayak, you know, the fish kind of drags you around the lake a little bit. I'm screaming, Jack, come help me. But there was a nice, she was probably close to 4-pound fish and a big, beautiful bass.
That's awesome.
So I caught her and caught her boyfriend later, another big bass. And then I caught a nice 2-pound catfish. So there was some big fish. And not very many crappie, still catching little crappie, but I didn't get into it.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was fun. It was crazy. I get quite a few crappie. You know, I told you 10, 12 and stuff. And we just really weren't catching them. When it was one of those, it was Friday night. And you guys were getting all that storm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were like kind of paying attention. Oh, it's Saturday. And we went a little early thinking we were going to get rained out. And so it was getting about 7 and we're like, you know, we've been here since 4. It's more fishing than we needed. So we were going over and we got out, kayaks out. We were just... So he threw his little lure in off the bank while I was getting my stuff put together. He just started catching one after another then. So we paddled around for 3 or 4 hours and didn't catch anything. And then he caught him off the bank. So that was fun. So
that's the way it goes, Dr.
It is. I mean, he hadn't fished for a while, so it was good. So it was a good day.
Awesome.
Always a good night of fishing.
Very cool. Okay. The mill. Let's talk about the meal and what's going on. You have an event. Is that this weekend?
This weekend. Card this show. Weekend. Yep. 10 to 3. This is Preston Lawson and the Law Dogs, he calls it.
Yep.
A card and memorabilia show. So they are going to be there. I think he has 27 tables.
Whoa.
So that's a big group.
Yeah.
So if you are into that world, collectibles, cards, sports cards,
Pokemon, yeah, all sports, right?
Any of those things that, you know, some baseball cards, but other basketball cards, football cards, there's going to be somebody there. Some of them have the little collectible things that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to collect them, or you have a collection, or you'd like to know about collecting, come talk to the guys at the thing, and it'll be there 10 to 3 at the mill on Saturday. So coming up.
They like to trade. They like to sell. They like to talk.
Bargain. They're really big on, like, you know, I'll trade you two of these with one of these.
Yeah.
Or if you're looking for, I'm always interested. Some people, you know, they really collect specific things. And if you're looking for mm-hmm. a specific thing you've always wanted, or maybe you had one when you were a kid, you know, that kind of thing. And you're, I want that. So come talk to these guys. And I think it's interesting because each one of them has kind of the only thing. They don't all keep the same things,
right,
which is good. So then they kind of trade them around. And
Well, everybody has their own interest in that, too. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of them, you know, do, you know, really high dollar cards, but some of them aren't, you know, some of them are pretty inexpensive cards.
When I had the opportunity to talk to Pierre
and Zeller,
they were talking about when you just go and you buy a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just start opening packs.
Yeah, they're super excited about that.
You just get a bunch of packs, and then you just start seeing what's in there.
And certain ones are worth more.
I'd throw away the ones that are valuable because I don't know what I'm doing.
I think they look them all up. I mean, I think they – and they now they've done it long enough, they kind of know what they're looking for. But I don't know how that all works.
That's very cool.
It's all kind of mystery. He has one that he's going to bring to show you, and I need to ask.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
he's got some cool ones.
Yeah, he was telling me he needs to talk to. He was going to send me a picture, and then he didn't do it, so I'll have to ask him.
Tell him to bring it next time he comes. So.
Sounds good.
All right, but that's this weekend.
That's this weekend. Yeah,
Saturday this weekend. You can either have you. Can he get another table, or is he full?
I think he's pretty full.
Okay,
but so, if you wanted to come a little earlier than 10 and bring your case in, you know, I mean, people walk around with their collections and then they just, mm-hmm. you know, pull them up to someplace. There's plenty of places to talk to somebody about what you've got. So I think you can do all everything you wanted to do with the bargaining and buying and selling and that you without a table. So
tell me about June 13th.
So this is our next second Saturday.
Yeah.
But Jeff Slater has been the director of a program called Wilson Rocks,
mm-hmm.
and this is a benefit for kids with cancer. And the whole idea is when the family is going through that, sometimes the more enjoyable things in their lives get lost.
Yeah.
And so the funds for this really go to bring some of that joy back.
The
kid gets
great.
To do it. You know, they get to decide how them. There is not very many limitations on the funds.
Yeah.
And so it was specifically started for a young man with cancer called Wilson, but he has stabilized. And
awesome.
So we're really thankful for that. And so this year they're going to be reaching out into other, and they really tried. It's a, you know, a neighborhood thing. So it's Southwest Iowa, Jeff and he's going to come talk on the air here before that, but
I'm looking forward to it.
It was his daughter was a classmate of Wilson,
okay.
of this Wilson child. And so, it was like a really close to home, you know, when your kiddos are in school together. Can't even imagine.
I can't imagine that, Dr. Brady. No. You know, and then you, like you say, you're caught up in going to appointments and the financial aspect and the burden. And it's just the opportunity to do something fun.
Just to enjoy it. Yeah.
Just to go fun. I mean, that is, I think it's cool.
And raised by your neighbors.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, you know, so what we're going to do is Wilson Rocks is going to be Wilson's going to rock Railroad Street, which is the street that the mill is on. And it's also the street that the depot is on. And so we're going to start at noon and have a vendor event. And so we'll have vendors inside the building and then we'll have vendors on the street. And the ones inside with air conditioning and electricity and And tablecloths and tables are $30. And the ones in the street is it's on your own. It's $5. And everything that all the vendor fees are going back to the cost.
Good.
So
yeah.
We're just going to give that on to Jeff. And so we're going to have an event. There'll be a food truck there. There's going to be some live music outside. And so
aren't you closing? Isn't the street closed down?
The street's going to be closed. Yeah. So kind of from Thomas to Sheridan. And it will be my section. And then Sheridan to, the depot still will have cars that can get in there and park close to the depot. So if you're coming to the depot for dinner that night, you can still come.
Okay.
But the stage is going to be in the street kind of. For a street dance, then in the evening. So we're going to go noon to 4, and then the street dance is going to start about 5. So we're going to kind of start the day, and it'd be a good day to come and have some food and do a little shopping and then listen to some live music throughout. And then Gallivant, which is a group out of Omaha that's going to come, and they haven't been to Shenandoah, so this is kind of a fun thing.
I spoke to... Who did I talk to about that, Dr. Brady? Michelle Morlock.
Oh, Michelle.
Yeah, she was talking about it.
Absolutely, because, her son is in Gas and Grass, and so they're going to be part of the live music. And so that is going to be really exciting. So so that'll be in the evening, and they'll have a little $10 cover, and then again, it all goes back to Wilson.
Very cool.
But earlier in the day, there won't be a fee. So there won't be any admission. That doesn't mean there won't be buckets around to throw your $5 in, or $10 in.
And it's all going to go back.
And it all goes, 100% of it goes to the event, and then the rest, all, and really he goes out and does corporate sponsors to try to get as much paid for as possible for the event. And then everything goes to the cause. And so, he gets paid nothing, and he's got a board that works on this. And so it's really exciting.
That's good. I like it. And again, it all goes to a great, great purpose and cause. And
and local,
really lift someone's spirits.
Make a difference.
Yes.
Yeah, it's making a difference. So that's exciting. So that's June 13th, which is the second Saturday of June. So that will be our monthly market. The Milkade will be open that day, so they'll be – and there'll be plenty of things for kids to do. We'll probably have a bucket there to throw $5 in and play as long as you want. And all that'll go back to the Wilson Project. So we're excited about being part of this. And it's kind of fun that the depot's always been known for live music. And we'll have a little bit of that warming up in the streets. So
all right.
It's going to be good.
Very cool. All right, Dr. Brady. Dr. Margaret Brady with me, by the way. Healthy Tales Retreat, The Mill, and Vision Shenandoah. Let's hop over and talk about Vision Shenandoah. You're the executive director.
Yeah.
Things are happening. How's the house coming along?
House is coming along well. My electrician is there.
Yeah.
And so remember, this was the house that the tree came on.
Yes.
In a storm very similar to the one last week. Uh-huh. So you know how that happens. So it was a year ago. And so the front half of the house where that tree came down had to be rebuilt. And so, of course, all new electric. And then when when you get to digging in there, you see, this probably needs, so the bathroom all needed to be rewired. And, how that is. And so
one thing leads to the next.
Yes. And so Phil's been working hard on that. So that's great. And so he should be done in another week. And so then we'll be able to put walls up. So the outside is pretty much done. They were, painting, and they've got, the roof's been rebuilt, or the structure was being rebuilt, and a brand new roof on everything. And then we added new siding around the house and got it a new paint color, and it's looking good. So
you're happy with
how it's going. Nice. It's a nice house. And when it gets done, I'm always proud that, it's going to be a good house for 20 years for people that, it's going to have everything done that needed to be done. And, it's not going to be super high priced. It's going to be an affordable house. At the price point, in my $150,000 house range, where it can be a starter house for some. It's a nice little 3-bedroom with a full basement and a garage. So it's a nice, and then we were walking through, I told my son through it, and he goes, wow, he's a little over 6 foot. And he goes, this basement has got plenty of heads. So it's not a creepy basement at all.
Yeah.
I mean, so you could, your laundry's
there
down.
There are some creepy basements around.
There are.
Yeah.
Creepier basements than others. And this is not. And it's got kind of the escape window, so you could have bedrooms downstairs. And so it has a lot of potential, a lot of live for a night. And it's a corner, kind of a little corner lot. So it's got bigger, extra big yard and lots of space. So it's going to be a super sweet house. We've got We're in month number two about what we think will take 6 months to get going.
I was going to ask if you have a kind of a thumbnail idea.
6 months is what we're thinking. So if you're looking for a little starter home.
And that'll be for sale.
It will be for sale. Yes, it will be Vision Shenandoah's first home as an entity.
How cool is that?
That is cool. That is cool.
And then you have another one ready to go.
Yeah, and then we'll just start keep knocking them off.
Keep rolling along.
Yeah, just we're not going to run out of little projects.
There's always a project to
do. There are a few more houses to work on, so we're excited about that.
When you're talking about the Rotary, what are we talking about here?
Well, I'm just going to go see Rotary today. So, you know, it's kind of fun. I'm going to go have lunch with them, and we're going to talk about – so, once again, we're excited about the Southwest Iowa Initiative that the Charles E. Lakin Foundation has been working for a couple years, and I know you're going to be, you've talked to other people, you've talked to Red Oak people about this, and I think you're going to talk to Vision Atlantic people about this. It's exciting for our 50 communities that are part of this, that such amazing thing, somebody even dreamed this up is just amazing to me and how cool this is. And we're getting ready to have grant funding available, the first of 27, which sounds like a long ways away, but you know,
it's not.
So we had some target groups that we said, oh, this really fits with, you know, they had some specifications of what they thought that grant funding should go.
Yeah.
Nonprofit, childcare, education, enrichment for the community. And so our board kind of had a short list of ones that we thought were going to be that we knew already had some projects ready to go. And so we've been talking to them, and I can see that I saw a kind of a moment of panic because I said, well, you know, by the first quarter of 27, we're going to want to have, you know, not just the idea in the back of somebody's head. We're going to want to have, you know, kind of, you know, some quotes on what things are going to cost, a plan, not necessarily an architect plan, at least a well-drawn napkin, you know. and how much it's going to cost.
Maybe a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
How about that?
Maybe that.
Yeah.
And so I have seen some fun things happening with groups getting ready to be ready to submit later in the year. And Rotary always does good things. And so I'm just going to go talk to them about what kind of projects they might be working on and what they might have visualized that might be a project that we could work together on. You know, Rotary's really good about putting some manpower in sometimes.
But this needs to, at the point that you're talking about, Dr. Brady, you need to have this kind of thought out, like you say, and not just kind of a willy-nilly, hey, I have this great idea.
Right.
You need to put some thought into it, some effort into it, maybe even at that point, right, to present.
Absolutely, because it has to be presented. We're going to go through kind of three levels. We're going to have them present to our dream teams. Mm-hmm. And then the dream teams are going to recommend they be presented to the Vision Shenandoah Board. But then it goes to the Lakin Foundation for final approval. And we want to present well-thought-out projects that will meet their criteria and get excited about positive things happening in the community, which is what the whole thing's about. So.
Listen to my argument. Are you ready?
I'm right.
I think even like right now, and this is still happening, right? Like you talk about, this is the first house that you've done with Vision Shenandoah.
Correct.
There are 50 communities.
50 communities.
50 communities in Southwest Iowa. Just the fact that there's been so much conversation and thought and effort and discussion put into it at this point is a win. Is it
absolutely
not? Look at what your tour of
opportunity
that kind of bubbled up and spurred out of this.
Over $1 million worth of sales.
Done.
Yep. And we've helped people dig into getting some grants from other programs.
Right.
We've started this house. We don't have funding yet but we're just doing it because it needs to be happened. Yeah.
These are good things.
Yeah. If you think about it, I mean, my vision is, you know, you could do 10 houses a year in some form, and imagine 50 communities each doing, you know, maybe not that many, maybe they're doing five, but I mean, that's amazing for Southwest Iowa. It's just going to be some really good things going on.
I think it's kind of cool.
It is exciting.
Because, you know, you think back over the years that, and it is to address population decline.
Absolutely.
And that sort of, I mean, that's kind of what this is to help
definitely
stabilize and hopefully reverse.
Absolutely.
Because for years, I mean, I can think back over people that have just moved away for a number of reasons.
Absolutely.
And this is to help stop that.
Well,
it's exciting to see good things happening.
And I'm excited because the communities are excited because we've just been pretty passive and let things happen and not really felt like we could change that kind of negative initiative.
Right.
But I'm excited to see that my little initiative has come to the right side of the river. I mean, so we've been losing them to Omaha and we've been losing them across the river. So, you know.
Well, and to Des Moines.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
well, yeah.
And, Kansas City.
Or, you know, and when I was in school, it was when were you going to leave town, you know? Yeah. I'm excited about people coming to town. Mm-hmm. And then I'm excited to hear the students talking about opportunities where they recognize maybe they need to go somewhere for some training, but their long-term goal is to come back into the community.
And I think there's a difference now, because when I was in school, you didn't have the opportunity to do so much in rural areas as you do
Absolutely.
Now. With the advent of with the advancement of technology.
Technology.
It has really changed that whole dynamic.
Well, and
and it's a cool place. It's a better place to be,
it
in
is.
My opinion.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, and you can have the life you want to have here, where if you go to some of the larger metropolitan areas, you compromise and you say, well, I can live here, but I may never own a house, or my kids will not necessarily go to the best school. And here, you know, in Southwest Iowa, you can have the house you want, and you can go have good hospitals, and you can have good schools. And you can still, you know, see people downtown that are are friendly faces, and you want to have a business, come talk to me. I can help you.
That's right. That's right, Dr. Brady. I think it's, again, this is the positive conversation that I see coming out of that, without a doubt. So,
well, and I have a little quick story. Yeah. This is something that, you know, we've been doing this 1 year now. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, gosh, if I made any difference. And I had a lady come talk to me when we were doing the tour of opportunities. She was on the tour of opportunities, and she looked at one of those buildings, and she had a vision of a business that she wanted to start in that. And I kind of helped her get started. We met for lunch, and we talked about things, and we talked about numbers, and I talked about getting a business plan together and stuff. And it didn't work out. The numbers just didn't work out for her. But another person bought the building she was looking at, but was looking for somebody to run it. And so I said, Do you know anybody? I said, I do. And so that's been probably the best part is just
You're a matchmaker.
Just getting people together. And I said, and so they talked over the weekend, and I'm like, oh, I really hope something great is going to come from that, because the limiting factors of one were the same factors that the other needed. And so I thought, oh, this is a great, and that has cost nothing. You understand what I mean?
Right.
I
mean, just having the conversation and introductions.
Get those people together. Yes. Yep. So I'm super excited about that change and excited to be part of that.
You bet. Very cool.
All right.
Okay. Dr. Brady, what else do we need? You didn't give me did you see birds this morning?
You know, I saw a million red-winged blackbirds, and that was like them and the morning doves, and everybody else was hiding out from me.
I saw a bird. Not the owl.
Is the owl? But no,
no,
we haven't seen the owl.
I haven't seen the owl
days.
Again. But I was coming out to the station, and it was a bird, and it was dark.
Okay.
But it had it looked like a white stripe from wingtip to wingtip across its back. What would that be? Any idea? I'm throwing that out.
How big of a bird?
About that big. It wasn't huge, like a blue jay size bird.
Blue jay size.
Maybe. You know.
I bet he was a woodpecker.
Could be.
Did he have a red hood?
Or, no, couldn't
you
tell.
Know, probably. But I bet he was a downy woodpecker.
It was just kind of right across, and I thought, well, that's interesting, and I didn't have time to.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. You know.
I bet it was, because they when you fly, they see, you see that white streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been.
I bet it was. Huh, very cool.
All right.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the owl though, so he's disappeared on me.
Oh,
so.
That's all right. He'll be around. He's looking
somewhere.
Looking for
all
something.
Right. Very good. Dr. Brady, pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for stopping by.
Always good.
Dr. Margaret Brady with me this morning, and a real pleasure to get to visit with Dr. Brady.
For the most complete insurance coverage, trust United Group Insurance. For the